Thank you, and welcome once again to this radio broadcast. We're glad you're listening. And we do pray that God would really bless you this morning as you listen once again to another portion from His own precious Word. We would like to take this opportunity to invite you to come to the services at the Independence Baptist Church. We have our Sunday school beginning this morning at 10 o'clock, and we have classes for every age, and we invite you to come. Bring your families, bring your Bibles, and just be with us in these services. And then at 11 o'clock this morning is our morning worship service. And of course, you're welcome to come to this service. Then tonight, we have our prayer service beginning at 4 o'clock, and then at 4:30 is our evening worship. And then Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. is our midweek Bible study. So these are our regularly scheduled services, and you're welcome to come and bring your Bibles, your family, and worship the Lord Jesus Christ with us. If you're looking for a place where you can worship God, where you can find out what God's Word says to you, you'll find it at the Independence Baptist Church. We welcome you to come. If you have questions or comments concerning the things that I preach over this radio station or the things that Independence Baptist Church believes, you're welcome to address me with any and all of those questions. You can contact me by writing to the Independence Baptist Church in Forestdale, Missouri, and I'll be glad to get back with you on those things. If you have questions also concerning the things that we believe, you can check out our church's website. That's www.independencebaptist.org. That's independencebaptist.org, one word, and you'll find many things there concerning the things that we believe at the Independence Baptist Church. This morning, I'd like to take my text from the book of 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 20 and 21, and prove by the Scriptures that the world is 6,000 years old. Listen to the book of 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 20 and 21. O Timothy, keep that which is committed to thy trust, avoiding profane and vain babblings and oppositions of science falsely so called, which some professing have erred concerning the faith. Grace be with you. Amen. When I was growing up as a young person, I was never taught that the world was 6,000 years old. So, when I entered college, I was taken in by the evolutionist claims of the earth being millions and millions of years old. But let me tell you, folks, there is no need for people being fooled into believing that lie. Notice also, we do need to understand that in all things that are called science, some of them are not science. Sometimes what men call science is simply one man's opinion. We need to learn that all true science is in agreement with the Bible. Now listen, the Bible is not a science book. But because the Bible contains all true science will be in agreement with the Bible. We also need to know that the Bible is our guide in this life. Now listen, in all things, we need to follow the Bible. If there is any question, the Bible has the answer, even in the area of science. God has not left out what He wants us to believe concerning the creation of this world. We need to understand that God has not left out of His Bible what He wants us to know, understand, and believe concerning the creation of this world. God has given us everything we need for time and eternity. Therefore, we know He has also given us all the facts we need to know about the creation of this world. Oftentimes when I'm preaching and when I'm talking to folks, I say that there are 6 days of creation and God rested on the seventh day. Then folks often ask me the question, well, how long was a day? You know, they try to trick you in that. But let me read to you the book of Genesis chapter 1, verse 1 through 5, and these verses clearly explain how long a day is. Now listen carefully. Genesis 1, verse 1. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. Now listen. And God said, Let there be light. And there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. Now listen to verse 5. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day. Did you catch that? Let me read it to you again. Verse 5. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. Now listen. And the evening and the morning were the first day. Well, how long is a day? The Bible says very clearly in Genesis 1, verse 5, that a day is an evening and a morning. Notice that God counts the day as beginning in the evening, just like the Jewish calendar. And that is no accident. Now, as far as this proof is concerned, and I know I don't have time to give you a lot of the detail that backs all these things up, but I want you to just to listen carefully, and I'll give you all that I can. There are 6 steps involving in proving that the world is 6,000 years old. Point number 1 is this. Read the genealogies in Genesis chapter 5. These genealogies cover 10 generations from Adam to Noah, and these generations explain and reveal unto us that Noah died when the world was 2,006 years old. That's Genesis chapter 5. Point number 2 is in Genesis chapter 11, verse 10 through verse 32. These genealogies cover 9 generations. From Shem, and Shem is the son of Noah, to the death of Terah, who is Abraham's dad. Genesis chapter 11, verse 10 through 32 will reveal unto us that the age of the earth at the death of Terah, who is the father of Abraham, is 2,081 years old. Point number 3. It is interesting to note that Abraham, the son of Terah, was born the same year Noah died, that is, when the world was 2,006 years old. According to Genesis chapter 12 and verse 4, Abraham was 75 years old when he received the promises of God. Now, if you will add 2,006, that's how old the world was when Abraham was born, to 75 years old, that's how old Abraham was when he received the promises of God concerning the coming Savior and the blessings to the nation of Israel, we'll find that the world was 2,081 years old when the promise was given to Abraham concerning that coming Savior and the blessings of God upon that whole nation of Israel. Point number 4. Now, let's read Galatians chapter 3, verse 16 and 17. The Bible said, Now to Abraham and his seed were the promises made. He saith not unto seeds as of many, but as of one, and to thy seed, which is Christ. And this passage, Galatians chapter 3, verse 16, refers right back to Genesis chapter 12, where Abraham received the promise at the age of 75 years old when the world was 2,081 years old. Now, notice this, verse 17. And this I say, that the covenant which was confirmed before of God in Christ, the law which was 430 years after, cannot disannul, that it should make the promise of none effect. Now, we find this, that Galatians 3, verse 17 is talking about the time when Moses received the Ten Commandments, received the law of God on Mount Sinai. When Moses received the law of God on Mount Sinai, it was 430 years after Abraham received the promise of God in Genesis chapter 12. All we have to do here is to take the age of the world when Abraham received the promise in Genesis chapter 12, that's 2,081 years, to 430 years as spoken of in Galatians chapter 3, verse 16 and 17, and now we discover that the world is 2,511 years old when the law, that is the Ten Commandments, were given. Point number 5. Now, let's read 1 Kings chapter 6 and verse 1. This verse will bring us up to the fourth year of Solomon's reign. 1 Kings 6:1 states, "And it came to pass in the 480th year after the children of Israel were come out of the land of Egypt, in the fourth year of Solomon's reign over Israel, in the month Ziph, which is the second month, that he began to build the house of the Lord." Now, we know that when the law was given to Moses on Mount Sinai, that the world was 2,511 years old. We can add this 480 years spoken of in 1 Kings 6:1 to that 2,511, and we find that it is 2,991 years from creation to the fourth year of Solomon's reign. Now, point number 6. You can take any secular history you want to look up, and you'll find that Solomon reigned about in the area of 1,015 to 975 B.C. So this means that Solomon lived and his reign was about 1,000 years before the time of Jesus Christ. And all you have to do is take that 2,991 years and add the 1,000 years of Solomon's reign, and you will get 3,991 years. And that's how old the world was approximately when Jesus Christ came to this earth. Well, I think everybody knows that it's about 2,000 years from the time of Christ until now. And so you can take that 2,000 years and add to that 3,991 years. Well, you get 5,991 years, and that's pretty close to 6,000 years old. Isn't that amazing? In those short 6 steps, we have proven that the world, according to the Bible, is 6,000 years old. The Bible is not millions and millions and millions of years old. That's what the evolutionists want you to believe. Because the evolutionists, they want you to trust in what they're saying, and they don't want you to trust in what God is saying to you from His own precious Holy Word. Think of this, folks. God has given us everything in the Bible that we need. God has given us enough that we can have faith and trust and hope in Him. And this we know, that it is by faith that we know, it is by faith that we understand, it is by faith that we believe that the worlds were framed by the Word of God, Hebrews chapter 11. You can trust what God said. You can know that there is a God. You can know that there is a time of judgment that is coming. And you can trust Jesus to take care of your soul. The Bible is true in all things. Today, if you've listened to this message and you haven't understood everything that I've said, if you want me to send you a copy of my outline, if you want to get on our website, that's independencebaptist.org, and there a copy of that outline will be there. Well, we see that our time has slipped away from us once again this morning. We do invite you to come to the services at the Independence Baptist Church and listen again next Sunday morning for another radio broadcast, the Lord willing. Thank you now for listening.